Nearly all the employees of a small auto parts supply warehouse in Chicago were killed yesterday during a deadly rampage. A former worker paced through the facility, shooting them with a semi-automatic pistol. In all, six people died before police shot the gunman to death. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Police say 36-year-old Salvador Tapia was an angry former employee who showed up at his old job with a semi-automatic gun in his hand. Chicago's acting police superintendent Phil Klein says Tapia entered the Windy City Core Supply Company on Chicago's south side and methodically shot six of his former co-workers. One employee who had been tied up was able to escape.
There's really only one way out and one way in other than overhead doors, and those are controlled by switches on the walls. Basically, most of the people were shot in the office area, which is right inside the front door. Another one of the victims was found further in the warehouse, shot more towards the back. Once he's inside and by that front door, he's got them cornered, really.
Klein says Tapia was fired 6 months ago because he caused trouble on the job, would show up late or not at all. But witnesses told police Tapia did stay in touch with at least one person at his former workplace.
They said that he had phone conversations with one of the owners of a threatening nature, but that owner never made any police reports that we can find.
Tapia had a long police record. He had been arrested 12 times since 1989 for aggravated assault, carrying a gun, and domestic battery. Most of the time, the charges were dropped, or he was found not guilty. By late afternoon, yellow police tape was strapped around two stoplights, blocking access to the warehouse. Police had received calls about shots being fired there at about 8:30 in the morning and quickly evacuated the neighboring businesses for several hours. Across the street at Doc's Grill, waitress Pamela George says she knew something was wrong when one of the workers ran in looking for a phone to call police.
He came in here all scared, and he's like, I said, what's the matter? And I was going to let him use my cell phone after I heard that, and I was like, but then he ran out, and that's when all the police started coming around.
George's father said he saw the gunman when he first started shooting outside of the building.
He ducked back in and they did it again. That's when the second time the police were waiting for him and they fired back at him.
Superintendent Klein says police were driven back by the gunfire. A minute later, Tapia came back outside and exchanged shots with the police again. An assault team was ordered inside. The officers had some trouble maneuvering through a maze of tight aisles and containers of auto parts, but they found Tapia in a back section of the store.
He got up, he had the gun, they ordered him to drop the gun, he refused to drop the gun, and that's when the officer shot him.
Klein says on any given day there would be nine workers at the warehouse. One, caught in traffic on his way to work yesterday, escaped the mayhem. Tapia murdered six of the eight who showed up. Four died at the scene. Two others died at the hospital, as did Tapia. Superintendent Klein called it a senseless tragedy.
The problem here is easy access to a firearm. I mean, here's someone that should have never had a gun that had a gun, and it's tragic results from it.
Those murdered in yesterday's shooting include two owners of Windy City Core Supply. They were brothers. One of their adult sons also died, along with three co-workers. Their deaths become part of the grim and growing list of workplace shootings. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.